Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. House impeachment managers are defending their strategy in the trial of former President Donald Trump, despite yesterday's acquittal. As NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports, the Democratic lawmakers say pursuing witnesses wouldn't have changed the outcome.
A surprise Senate vote to allow witnesses threatened to upend the speedy trial members on both sides of the aisle were anticipating. But managers and Trump's defense reached a deal to not add witnesses, but instead allow a statement from Congresswoman Jamie Herrera Butler to be read into the record. Lead impeachment manager Jamie Raskin told NBC's Meet the Press he has no regrets.
We could have had 1,000 witnesses, but that could not have overcome the kinds of silly arguments that people like McConnell and Capito were hanging their hats on.
Republican Senators Mitch McConnell and Shelley Moore Capito both cited constitutional concerns in their vote to acquit the former president. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News, Washington.
As coronavirus cases in the U.S. trend downward, public health officials are warning about the more contagious COVID variants and urging Americans to get vaccinated. NPR's Jason Slotkin reports.
The CDC has predicted the UK variant could become the dominant strain in the U.S. in March. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, told ABC's This Week the best defense against the variant is getting as many people vaccinated as quickly as possible and doubling down on other mitigation efforts.
The masking, the distancing, the avoiding congregate settings, if you put that together with the vaccine, we could be able to confront this variant, as it were, and prevent it from taking over.
Fauci has previously said that by April, he expects it will be open season for all groups to start getting the vaccine. Currently, more than 1.5 million Americans are receiving vaccinations for the virus each day. Jason Slotkin, NPR News.
An enormous and severe winter storm is sweeping from New Mexico and the southern plains into the northeast, and that includes the entire state of Texas. Brett Jaspers of member station KERA in Dallas reports forecasters are predicting several inches of snow and unusually frigid temperatures.
The National Weather Service says the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex could get between 3 and 8 inches of snow. The wind chill could reach 15 degrees below zero, and travel could be icy and extremely dangerous on Monday and Tuesday. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is asking residents to keep their thermostats to 68 degrees or lower, as the state is concerned about power availability over the next couple of days. He's asking the White House for a federal emergency declaration. The Texas Panhandle and Oklahoma are expecting wind chills colder than 20 degrees below zero. I'm Brett Jaspers in Dallas.
And you're listening to NPR News. The Oklahoma Turnpike going through East Oklahoma City was closed to traffic in both directions this afternoon after at least three semi-trailers collided in icy road conditions and low visibility. Oklahoma Highway Patrol reported injuries and that victims were taken to hospitals. State Trooper Eric Foster.
There was one crash eastbound, and then a separate collision happened westbound.
He said getting ambulances to the injured was tough because of the storm. Oklahoma is under a state of emergency. A Chinese buddy comedy is ringing in the Year of the Ox with an all-time box office record. NPR's Bob Mondello has more.
Hollywood has been looking for signs of whether the film business will bounce back after the pandemic. China, which has mostly tamped down COVID-19, now has an answer. Audiences have rewritten the record books as they flocked to Detective Chinatown 3. The comedy sequel opened to the biggest opening weekend in history, not just the biggest in China, the biggest anywhere. At $397 million, Detective Chinatown 3 topped the American opening of Avengers Endgame, the previous record holder, by more than $40 million. In the U.S. this weekend, with most cinemas still closed, the biggest film is Croods 2, followed closely by Judas and the Black Messiah. Each of those made about $2 million. Bob Mondello, NPR News.
U.S. futures contracts are trading higher. The Dow futures contract up 0.3% at last check. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.